time for JR and Beth's second date update.
I cannot start my day without the second date update.
On San Antonio's new country leader, Y100.
All right, right in the middle, trying to help out Edward today. It's JR and Beth on Y100. Here's what's interesting. He does not have a phone. Now we said, well, how are you calling us? He said, I'm calling from my friend's phone.
You know, normally I'm kind of stumped as to why we're calling this second person, but I have this weird gut feeling that we might know why this time.
Totally. He said he's reached out through social media, but since he doesn't have a phone, he hasn't been able to call her or text her.
Yeah, this should be pretty interesting.
We have her phone number.
We do.
And we're going to try to call Marissa right now.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Marissa?
Yes, this is Marissa. Who is it?
Marissa, this is JR and Beth from Y100.
Oh, from the radio station, right?
Yeah.
That's us.
Good morning.
I want to know, have you ever heard of our 7:15 second date update?
Yes, I have.
Well, you're on it.
This is it. Oh, no.
I know. No one's ever happy to be on.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Marissa, do you remember a date with a guy named Edward recently at Torchy's Tacos?
Edward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he said that he's been trying to reach you, and he hasn't heard anything back from you because he's really interested and wants to hang out again.
Well, how would I get a hold of him?
It's a great point, and we heard that, too, that he does not have a phone. We actually got him on the phone through his buddy's phone.
Yeah, he called us from his friend's phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, but he did say he reached out through social media and on Match.com. Did you not see that?
This is weird.
Yeah.
I honestly thought he was ghosting me. I haven't received anything. I haven't even logged into Match since we got together, since we were on a date.
Right.
And he said he messaged me on social media.
That's what he told us, Facebook and Instagram.
All of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have notifications on and I don't check it often.
Okay.
You know, especially Facebook. I'm just not on Facebook at all anymore.
That makes sense. I mean, I get that.
Okay,
well, listen, I think we know what the problem is.
You know what the great news is? We can talk about this, and we have him on the phone, and he is not ghosting us currently.
Yes, so as long as his buddy's phone hasn't died, we're going to be good to go and get him on the phone. Edward, are you there?
Hey. Hey, guys.
Listen, man, it sounds like this whole no phone thing is going to be a problem.
Yeah, we need an explanation.
Do you want to explain that to us and Marissa of why you chose not to have a phone or choose to not have a phone?
It is such not a problem.
Did your phone break and fall in the toilet? Like, what's going on?
I felt so arrested and, like, imprisoned by my own phone for the last few years where I just so tied to my phone, always on it, always checking it. And I decided to make a change in life and just stop using a phone. I still have my computer, you know, especially at work, I can always check things, but not having a phone and living in the moment is a life-changing choice. Like, I feel great.
Edward, what happens if there's an emergency? How are you supposed to get a hold of somebody?
I check online very often.
I don't know.
You know, there's a way to,
What if you're stranded on the side of the road or something?
Well, and, like, if you just don't go on social media, like, you can still have a phone but not be on it.
Right.
You're, like, stranded on the side of the road type of thing. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, hundreds of years ago, people were constantly in trouble, constantly. And when you don't have a phone and you have to make decisions in the moment and you have to, like, forge a path, I mean, it is invigorating.
Wow, you're really into this.
I don't have an answer. I don't respond
to
that.
I mean, you asked me.
Weird.
I didn't mean to get so deep. You guys just asked me, so I had to say it.
No, I understand. I mean, if this is your deal, that's your prerogative not
New
to have
year,
a phone.
No phone.
Why don't you just get a flip phone so all you have to worry about is dialing numbers for emergency purposes?
And there's just still like there's a technology piece on me. I just like to not have it anything on me, you know?
You know, I've never met a guy like you, but you sound like a good guy.
Marissa, is this a deal breaker for you?
It was really weird for me, you guys. I don't want to be the one to have to send up smoke signals for you.
Wow. He sounds nice.
She'll only hear that if they're in person.
Exactly.
Marissa,
did we not
have some good laughs and have some fun tacos there?
We did, and then you went radio silent. I'm not comfortable dating someone who can't get it together enough to invest in a flip phone.
Sometimes people are just on two separate pages.
Hold on, Beth.
It's true.
Marissa,
she's yelling.
Is this a deal breaker for you? Are you willing to go back out with Edward, or this is too weird for you?
This is really weird. I'm not ready to date someone who can't have a phone. I'm sorry.
That tells me something, too. So that makes me sad, but it does tell me something, too.
Yeah, you'll find someone that appreciates your quirkiness, Edward.
I mean, something like that for me, it's like there's no flesh and blood in that, you know, like person to person.
Edward, you now have an answer of why she's not getting back to you. One, because she couldn't. And two, because she just thinks it's a little strange that you don't have a phone. So you got answers. Marissa, thanks for coming on with us. I wish you both luck, okay?
Okay.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.